Hello, friends, and welcome to the Story Behind podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Woman rescues a kitten from the side of the road, only to realize she's brought home a bobcat. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. The differences between a bobcat kitten and a domestic house cat aren't as obvious when these animals are babies. But Jill Hicks of Tennessee learned how to tell the two apart firsthand after realizing the animal she'd rescued from the side of the road wasn't quite what she thought. Jill Hicks had her heart in the right place when she saw a tiny animal dart across the road. She didn't want the poor thing to get hurt, so she pulled over and scooped the little cutie up into her arms. It did run a little bit, but not fast and not far, Jill explained. I put it in the car with me. It climbed all over me. But after showing her new feline friend to some neighbors, Jill realized she'd made a mistake and had accidentally brought home a bobcat kitten. I was going to go home from dinner, give her a bath, put her in the bed with me, Jill said. And when we decided she was a bobcat, I was like, I probably better not do all of that. While the idea of a bobcat house cat may sound appealing to some, it is illegal in most states to have a bobcat for a pet since it is considered a wild animal. Their cute and cuddly appearance as babies can eventually give way to aggressive and destructive behavior. So Jill took her bobcat kitten rescue to For Fox Sake Wildlife Rescue. Rehabilitator Juniper Russo renamed the tiny wildcat Arwen and plans to release her in a protected area close to where Jill found her. She also gave Jill a crash course in distinguishing between a baby house cat versus a bobcat kitten. Bobcat kittens always have spots in some form or other, whereas actual spotted markings are really rare in domestic cats. And a bobcat kitten will sometimes, but not always, have black tufts on the ears, which are also possible in domestic cats, but pretty rare, Juniper said. Still, she doesn't regret her daring rescue one bit. Even though I thought she was a kitten, had I known she was a bobcat, and in that high-trafficked area, I still would have done the same thing, she said. Are you wondering just how closely a baby bobcat can resemble a domestic kitten? We'll put the link to this article in the show notes so you can take a look at these bobcat and kitten photos and see for yourself.
Thank you so much for listening to the Story Behind podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links below in our show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help more people find us. The Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.